Blog Talk Radio.
We're so glad that you tuned into the broadcast today, and we got an exciting program, and yes, we do say that all the time because we mean exactly that. We're going to be talking today about the effects of incarceration. That's right, the effects of incarceration, and we have two wonderful guests scheduled to be on the air with us today, Jeff Mungold and Lance Brooks. These individuals have been, on the roller coaster of incarceration and the system and that, but the main thing is that they want to be able to tell their story. We want to be able to hear their story. And we're going to give you the opportunity to be able to do that because there's a lot that they have to say, and we want to give them space to be able to say that. And so before we get to that, I want to just talk a little bit about some current events. Well, it seems like it's done come down to the wire, and yes, it's going to be Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. Oh, yes, that's what it's going to be, and there's a lot of fanfare about that. But all I have to say is that it seems like this will be probably one of the most nastiest, bitter seasons that we've ever seen in a long time. But I want to encourage you to hang in there because somebody's going to be the next president of the United States, that's for sure. And we want you to think about that. And also, too, we want to be concerned about how it does make a difference when we are not just a spectator but a participator. The governor of Virginia did a blanket, yes, in terms of the granting of over 200,000 civil rights restoration for felons. That's right. You heard me right. Yes. Over 200,000 civil rights were restored to felons in the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And what does this mean? Well, of course, these are nonviolent offenders, and they now have their civil rights restored. And they, as soon as they register to vote, they can vote. And not only that, they could also run for office, serve on a jury, or even serve as a notary. That is big. That is big. As a matter of fact, that is awesome. And hats off to Governor McCullen because he did something that was really restorative justice, that was done, injustice that was done toward those felons not being able to vote. And so now they can. But if you're listening and you are a felon, let me say used to be. That's right. It's not being held against you no more. Your civil rights are restored. You're not a second-class citizen. You can go and register to vote. And come this November election, you can vote. And that is paramount. That's very, very special. Well, we've been talking about felons, we've been talking about incarceration, I have with me on the program today two young men, and I'm going to start out with Mr. Jeff Mungold, and he's going to tell his story. Jeff is very interesting, and I just enjoy working with this brother. He's going around in the community making a very impressive difference. And, you know, their perspective is so crucial, so important when it comes to the criminal justice system. And we need to hear from their perspective. But, Jeff, welcome to today's program. And we want to hear your story. But how is it that you're only just 27 years of age, and how is it that you started on that spiral of in and out, and how is it that the effects of incarceration can make a difference in your life?
Hi, this is Jeff Mungold. The effects of incarceration have affected me since childhood. My father was always in and out of the penitentiary and the system. And I know that it caused me a lot of pain, you know, wondering where's my dad and, you know, just missing him and needing him there, and he wasn't there. And he became accustomed to the lifestyle, so I guess you could say he became institutionalized. That led me to, you know, kind of feel the need or the urge to, I thought maybe it would impress him if I was bad, so I got into habits and things that, you know, weren't really good. They were actually illegal. I spent most of my teen years just getting in trouble all the time and doing a lot of bad things. Got wrapped up into substance abuse, drinking, all that kind of stuff, and which eventually led to the getting in trouble myself. And then so I was locked up just this past winter, and me and my dad were actually in the same facility at the same time. And I have children. I got three children of my own. And I just want to do what I can so that my kids never feel like they need to be bad to impress me or, you know, go out of their way. I don't want them to ever feel like they got to do something that ain't right to be good by me. I want my kids to see me doing right and then want to do right, too.
Well, Jeff, that is a tremendous desire to want to do right, because it's sad to say we live in a society today where there's a lot of people that don't want to do right. That's the reason why they're being incarcerated. But the system is broken, as you well know. And it seems like the jails are just basically becoming a warehouse, where they're warehousing the mentally ill and the addicted, and that's not a help. It's just a holding pattern. And but I like to say that you said something that was very, very crucial. You talked about your father, and you said that your father had an influence on you to the extent that it wasn't a positive, it was a negative influence, that you wanted to be bad, and you did that. And I just want to say to any parent that's listening to today's program, you do make a difference in terms of the character development of your children. And he mentioned that he has three children, and he wants to make a difference in their life, which is quite different than what his father exposed him to. And I know you can do it, brother, and I appreciate your willingness. And I just want to say that you happen to be employed with Nexus. And could you tell us something about Nexus, and then we'll come back about what you do with Nexus as a community ambassador?
Yeah, sure, Stan. I'm part of the newest program by Nexus. Nexus Services is a father company to a mother company, however you would say it. They're a company that provides services, and basically their main mission and goal is to help people. They find people in the deepest, darkest ruts of the world and shine a little light there. And they've made a big impact on my life and given me a great opportunity to go out and give back to the community and make a difference in other people's lives as well.
And the newest program is called Community Ambassadors, and Community Ambassadors is a high-profile program that gives ex-offenders the opportunity to have structure in their life and also to be able to be focused in terms of making a difference in the community, which is so important. And we have also Lance Brooks, who's a part of this program. And, you know, Lance also is a very important individual that had the effects of criminalization in his life as a juvenile. Mr. Brooks, tell us about what happened to you as a juvenile and how you wound up in the system, and we like to hear about that.
Yeah, this is Lance Brooks speaking. As a juvenile, I was a misfit, just running around, getting in trouble. And I did a few juvenile detention home stints upstate. And then when I turned 15, I caught a cocaine case. Pretty much from there, I caught a gun case with that. They certified me as an adult at 15 and 8 months, I believe. And so at 15 and 8 months, I was November 22nd, 1993, I was certified to the adult system. Of that day, I went to the Augusta County Jail as a juvenile, the first inmate in Virginia to ever be certified as adult and be prisonalized, not just certified, but be prisonalized at that age. From 15 to 20, I was in prison at Jared, Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia. I did a five-year bit. Just at that time, I was just young and wild, no guidance, no direction, just getting in trouble. I was very, very, very hung up on doing bad things, and I came home, went back to prison shortly after, probably 4 months after I was released from prison. I was 20 years old. I got released 8 days before my 21st birthday. I was incarcerated again for 10 years, and from there, I just been doing time and just caught up in the system. Now the goal is to try to stay free and be a productive citizen, which is what I'm doing as today and have been doing. So, yeah, that's it. Here goes Stan.
Now, you heard it there from, as they say, from straight from his heart, speaking his story there. And they're part of a Nexus' newest program called Community Ambassadors. And they are literally involved in the community. As a matter of fact, they will also be a featured guest this coming Sunday at 9 o'clock on a program of Nexus called Breaking Through, which is on WSVA. And they'll be also telling their story, which is hosted by Mike Donovan, as well as Dave Brigman and Evan. And so we're just glad to see these individuals who are now on the bird scene, and they're making a difference. One of the things we want to say to you, now we know that the criminal justice system is broken, and there's been a lot of effort here in the city of Harrisonburg to work to help to try to fix it. And so do you believe that an adult drug court would help, or day reporting center would be good? What do you brothers think about something like that?
I think as many programs as we can get people into, anything to keep people outside of incarceration. A lot of people get incarcerated for the wrong reasons. There's a lot of, you know, there is people that may need that type of punishment, but some people, I could speak on this well because I am an addict. Some people just need help, or they need something different. Like going in there didn't really help me at all. It kind of actually made me mentally it made me worse, you know, because I didn't have the support I needed. Now that I'm hooked up with Nexus and Stan Macklin with his Harry Tubman Cultural Center, I'm getting the support that I need out here, and I believe as many programs and classes and things as you can get, because knowledge is power. If we can educate the people and just try and get them in the right kind of setting and environments, that I believe anybody can change with the will. If you want to change and you have the right sort of setup and help, you can definitely change.
And that's so well said, Jeff, because there are a lot of people that want to change, but they don't know how to change. And they're on this roller coaster up and down and this spiral, just out of mind, out of sight, and they need help and crying out for help. And many times the only time to really think is when they get incarcerated and do some time in the system. But that's many times not the way there. What do you have to say about that, Lance, in terms of those programs that exist to seem like they're trying to help people?
Yeah, this is Lance again. Like I said, Stan, the whole system is set up, so they say, to help us, but we all know that a lot of the systems they got is not helping brothers. You know, and I truly think they need to get a system that will help, and I think the only way you're going to get a system to help is you start talking to the people that's going to be getting the help. I mean, if they don't know what's going on and they don't know what they're looking for, then how are they going to help us, you know? The thing is, brothers need help when they come home with financial situations, homes that they can have to go live in. You know, it may be a burden, but if somebody don't have a way to go, then, of course, they're going to be in the streets. In my situation, if I don't have nowhere to go, I'm going to go back to what I know best, and that's selling drugs. So you got to have some kind of system set up to where brothers can have persistent living, a means for a job. When I say means for a job, I don't mean just tell me go to a job fair and somebody's going to help you. Have jobs available that you know that they're hiring felons and that you know in the community that they would take a felon as soon as they get out. And a lot of places need to start looking into stuff like that. And other than that, I think that these programs, you know, they set up these little programs that set you to go certain places, and they're not helping. You know, like Jeff said, Nexus, man, is probably the beautifulest program with this community best I've seen started so far. And with the help of Nexus and Stan, all y'all, I think we're going to make this program work, because we're going to figure out how we can help brothers get out and stay out.
And this is not a cop out that these brothers are talking about. They're serious. They're talking the real deal here. You know, just to hear Jeff admit that, you know he's a recovering addict, and you know you have to work daily to fight the triggers that come your way. And we're here. We're here to support. We're not just giving lip service. We're serious about what we're doing. We're not just about just locking somebody up and forgetting them, and they're out of mind, out of sight, away off the streets and so forth. You know, we got to help people, and that's what it's all about. And that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do to the best we can. And we want to encourage the community opportunities like the Mine Shaft and other entities that are working to help make a difference. We just got to keep at it. Can't give up. Now, you brothers are wearing your shirt, which is called Labrie by Nexus. And what does Labrie, what kind of word is that, and what does that mean?
Libre is Spanish for the word free. And free to some people might not mean much, but free is something that definitely means something to me and Lance here, and also Stan, and a lot of people. Anybody who's ever not had freedom knows what freedom is and knows what it means. Nexus is a great company. They're doing big things in all aspects of the world. They have entertainment, homes, everything. What we're doing as community ambassadors by Nexus, We're getting out hand and foot. We are out here in the community. We are providing community service just to give back and help out. We're actually going to start doing some fundraising hopefully here soon, and then have a chance to actually ourselves give back to inmates, as they come out, we want to link up with some of the programs around here and lead by example and show that we're out here doing what we're supposed to do and holding it down, and that they can do the same thing if they just really want it bad enough and are provided the right opportunities.
LaBrie, freedom. Freedom is so important, and that's what Harriet Tubman was all about. She was about freedom. She was about helping people to get to the next level to meet their rendezvous with destiny. And we want to be able to encourage these brothers to experience freedom. Walking in freedom, let's talk about that. Walking in freedom, it makes a difference, because you don't have to be in jail to be in jail. You don't have to be in prison to be in prison. You can be in prison in your mind, in your spirit, in your body. And when you're free, to be able to know that you're making a difference, that's so important. I mean, you brothers are, you're involved. You're going into the county courthouse. You're going into places where normally you would shy away from. How does it feel to be free and go in that environment?
And it actually feels amazing to go walk into a courthouse and know that you're not under any kind of a pressure. And some of them guards who might have been looking at you some certain type of way before when you was in on the other side of it, you know, it actually feels amazing to be able to walk in there with your head held high and know that you're there for a good reason and not there because you're in trouble. And I know Lance feels the same way. He might have something to say about it.